Chapter 4, Honk If I'm Paying Your Mortgage. Like so many sordid tales in my life, it all started with a woman. Her name was Melanie Griffiths Evans, and she taught me the ways of hope and change. Melanie, a poor, unmarried mother of three who worked part-time, somehow got a bank to loan her $470,000 to buy a house in Boston. After 2 years, she was shocked when some sort of adjustable rate thingy kicked in. Unable to afford the new payments, she stopped making them. Now she was being forced out of her home by a greedy bank, and she wanted to know what we were going to do about it. We, as in you and me. It wasn't her fault, she insisted. How was she supposed to know that adjustable rates were the kind that adjust? Was it fair to expect this simple, good-hearted woman to understand complex financial concepts like, when you borrow $470,000, at some point you have to pay it back? No. All she knew was that this was her house and the bank had no right to take it. She was mad, and she wasn't alone. When I discovered Melanie, she was protesting in the streets outside her home along with a group of community organizers and fair housing advocates. Phrases only vaguely familiar to me at the time. As the TV cameras rolled, the protesters decried the injustice done to Ms. Griffiths Evans. Was she really going to lose her home just because she'd spent the past 2 years not paying for it? Some chanted and marched. Others chained themselves to her front porch, or to be more accurate, the bank's front porch. Members of a group calling itself Dorchester People for Peace, apparently unfamiliar with their own name, threatened violence if Melanie were evicted. Quote, "We're bailing out Wall Street," Melanie told the local media. "We ought to be bailing out people like me." Melanie Griffiths Evans claimed she was a dupe. She was a victim. Oh, and did I mention she's also a licensed real estate agent? In fact, according to media reports, she had been involved in 20 or so real estate transactions in recent years. So one wonders how many of her own clients ended up complaining they got hosed by one of those same adjustable rate thingies. But if they did, they'd know who to blame. Why, the bank, of course. I don't like seeing anyone thrown out of their house, but I really didn't understand how this was the bank's fault. So I asked Melanie about it when she called into my radio show. Did she really believe she had the right to stay in a house?